Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
On this day, the first of days, God the Father's name we praise, who creation's Lord and Spring did the world from darkness bring. On this day, the eternal Son over death his triumph won. On this day the Spirit came with his gifts of living flame. Father, who didst fashion man, God-like in thy loving plan, fill us with that love divine, and conform our wills to thine. Word made flesh, all hail to thee. Thou from sin hast set us free, and with thee we die and rise unto God in sacrifice. Holy Spirit, you impart gifts of love to every heart. Give us light and grace, we pray. Fill our hearts this holy day. God the Blessed, Three in One, may thy holy will be done. In thy word our souls are free, and we rest this day.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
You stretch out the heavens like a tent. Above the rains you build your dwelling. You make the clouds your chariot and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flashing fire your servants.
Lord our God, in
In splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
You founded the earth on its base to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The water stood higher than the mountains.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
At your threat they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On their banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
From your dwelling you water the hills. Earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetop the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time for its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labor till evening falls.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to give warmth to men's hearts. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
There is the sea vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
All of these look to you, to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more.
The Lord looked upon all he had made, and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Father, as you made springs in the valleys to form streams between mountains, so you made living streams of grace flow from the apostles, that their teaching may bring salvation to all nations. May we have a practical knowledge of their doctrine, be obedient to their commands, obtain remission of sins through their prayers, and finally receive the reward of eternal happiness.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good. Alleluia.
Blessed are your eyes, for they see God's works,
and your ears, for they hear his word. A reading from the beginning of the book of the prophet Amos. The words of Amos, a shepherd from Tekoa, which he received in vision concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. The Lord will roar from Zion, and from Jerusalem raise his voice. The pastures of the shepherds will languish, and the summit of Carmel wither. Thus says the Lord, for three crimes of Damascus and for four, I will not revoke my word. Because they threshed Gilead with sledges of iron, I will send fire upon the house of Hazael to devour the castles of Ben-Hadad. I will break the bar of Damascus. I will root out those who live in the valley of Avon, and the sceptered ruler of Beth Eden. The peoples of Aram shall be exiled to Kir, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for three crimes of Gaza and for four, I will not revoke my word. Because they took captive whole groups to hand over to Edom, I will send fire upon the wall of Gaza to devour her castles. I will root out those who live in Ashdod and the sceptered ruler of Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the last of the Philistines shall perish, says the Lord God. Thus says the Lord, for three crimes of Tyre and for four I will not revoke my word. Because they delivered whole groups captive to Edom and did not remember the pact of brotherhood, I will send fire upon the wall of Tyre to devour her castles. Thus says the Lord, for three crimes of Edom, and for four, I will not revoke my word. Because he pursued his brother with the sword, choking up all pity. Because he persisted in his anger, and kept his wrath to the end. I will send fire upon Teman, and it will devour the castles of Bozrah. Thus says the Lord, For three crimes of the Ammonites, and for four, I will not revoke my word, because they ripped open expectant mothers in Gilead while extending their territory. I will kindle a fire upon the wall of Rabbah, and it will devour her castles, amid clamor on the day of battle and stormwind in a time of tempest. Their king shall go into captivity, he and his princes with him, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for three crimes of Moab and for four, I will not revoke my word, because he burned to ashes the bones of Edom's king. I will send fire upon Moab to devour the castles of Kerioth. Moab shall meet death and uproar and shouts and trumpet blasts. I will root out the judge from her midst, and her princes I will slay with him, says the Lord. The Lord sits enthroned forever. He will judge the world with justice.
He will govern the peoples fairly.
The Lord roars from Zion and raises his voice from Jerusalem.
He will govern the peoples fairly.
A reading from the beginning of a letter attributed to Barnabas. Greetings, sons and daughters. In the name of the Lord, who loves us, peace be to you. Because the Lord has granted you an abundance of blessings, I rejoice immeasurably in your blessed and glorious company. You have received abundantly that indwelling grace which is the Spirit's gift, and for this reason I hope in my own salvation, and I give thanks all the more when I see the bountiful fullness of the Lord's Spirit pouring over you. I have longed so much for you that when I saw you I was overwhelmed. I am now convinced and fully aware that I have learned much by speaking with you, for the Lord accompanied me on the road to righteousness. And so I am driven in all ways to love you more than my own life. For surely there is a great store of faith and charity within you, because of your hope for life in Christ. Therefore I have been thinking that if my concern for you inspires me to pass on to you a portion of what I have received, then I will be rewarded for ministering to souls such as yours. Consequently, I am writing you that I may have perfect knowledge along with your faith. The Lord has given us these three basic doctrines: hope for eternal life, the beginning and end of our faith; justice, the beginning and end of righteousness; and love, which bears cheerful and joyous witness to the works of righteousness. Now the Lord has made the past and present known to us through his prophets, and he has given us the ability to taste the fruits of the future beforehand. Thus, when we see prophecies fulfilled in their appointed order, we ought to grow more fully and deeply in awe of him. Let me suggest a few things, not as a teacher, but as one of you, which should bring you joy in the present situation. When evil days are upon us, and the worker of malice gains power, we must attend to our own souls and seek to know the ways of the Lord. In those times, reverential fear and perseverance will sustain our faith, and we will find need of forbearance and self-restraint as well. Provided that we hold fast to these virtues and look to the Lord, then wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and insight will make joyous company with them. Truly the Lord has revealed to us through the prophets that he has no need of sacrifice, burnt offerings, or oblations. He says in one place, "Your endless sacrifices, what are they to me?" says the Lord. "I have had my fill of holocausts. I do not want the fat of your lambs, nor the blood of your bulls and goats, nor your presence in my sight. Indeed, who has made these demands of you? No more will you trample my courts. Your sacrifices of fine flour are in vain. Your incense is loathsome to me. I cannot bear your feasts of the new moon, nor your Sabbaths."
We know that no one is justified by obedience to the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ.
And we have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in him.
Abraham put his faith in God, who counted it as an act of righteousness.
And we have believed in Christ Jesus
in order to be justified by faith in him.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people. But with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy,
for we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.